Good morning and happy new year all. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 13th of January, 2022, a Thursday, will come to order. Keen observers of the commission will note that this is my first opportunity to chair an open meeting of the commission. And I believe it is customary to say a few words at such an occasion. So just very briefly, I am disappointed, as I imagine are many, that we are having to do this remotely. More than a year into this pandemic. And I do want to quickly thank the staff for both the very warm welcome that I've been given over my time at the commission, a really seamless transition into the chair, and for all of their hard work for the American people during a very challenging period. And on a personal note, I want to take the moment again publicly to thank my predecessor, Chair Broussard, who I've been politely informed I can't call her that anymore. But I think that we all owe her a debt for presiding over a very efficient year where we cleared a historical number of enforcement matters and really met the dual emergencies of a period without a quorum and a period of global pandemic head on, and where she has been both a friend and a trusted partner in the running of this agency. So my thanks again publicly to her. And with that, we have two matters on today's agenda. One is being held at the request of the requester. The other is a memorandum circulated by my office on January the 6th, 2022. I believe it speaks for itself. It's quite short. The intention is to move from the current process by which a independent expenditure only committee or hybrid PAC expresses its intention to operate as such, not by filling out Form 1 standing alone, but by filling out Form 1 and then attaching a cover letter expressing their intention in terms of operations. I think it is time for the commission to move on in this matter and formalize the process by which a fairly standard part of the regulated community interacts with the agency. So with that, anyone would like the floor? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome to the chairmanship. Looking forward to another productive year. I'm happy to support this change. It's a small good thing. The current process, I think, arose out of something that former Commissioner McGann and I scrawled on a napkin in a conference room, these many years ago. And it'll make life easier for the filers. It'll make life easier for our staff who review the forms when they come in. So, you know, it's a small good thing. I would like to note that a little over a week, we will mark the 12th anniversary of the Citizens United decision, and in a couple of months, the 12th anniversary of the Speech Now decision that brought in the era of super PACs, entities that have raised and spent billions of dollars during that 12-year period. And perhaps surprisingly, perhaps not, if one pours through our regulations book, one would find no regulation that actually addresses super PACs in particular. They are obviously covered by other regulations, more general regulations, but they have really caused a sea change in the way money is raised and spent in our elections. And yet the commission has never held a hearing, never launched a rulemaking to address the impact of super PACs on the rest of the system and whether other rules such as coordination, solicitation, foreign national ban, disclosure need to be amended in light of these entities and how they function in our political system. So I'm happy to support this, but if anybody wants to engage in a broader rulemaking that would address something more than checking the box, I am here for you. However, I do appreciate, you know, trying to do small good things, so happy to support.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Is there further discussion? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I want to say thank you for the kind remarks. I greatly appreciate it, and I do agree that it was a unique and wonderful working relationship working with you in the vice chair role. I again agree, I do not want to be referred as chair for quite some time again, but I too will be supporting the motion that you, it will come shortly. While it might be a small item, I think it helps to improve efficiency, which I think is one of the things that I believe that we can look forward to this year with a true focus on making the agency run in a most effective way. So at the appropriate time, I'll be supporting that motion, and I look forward to a year working under your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Broussard. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, if one of my colleagues would be kind enough to, as is tradition, make the motion on my behalf, I'd be grateful. Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the adoption of your form.
Thank you. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion is adopted unanimously. I believe that concludes the agenda for this morning. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or other matters that require our attention?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Mr. Weintraub.
I think it might be a good opportunity to announce that we have changed the format of our what was going to be our San Diego Regional Conference in February to a virtual format. I'm sure we're going to be putting out an announcement about that, but any opportunity to get the word out, I think, is probably appreciated by the folks who might be interested in attending.
Many of whom may be watching this. Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. And with that, the commission stands adjourned. Thank you.